Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Build, Grow, and Enjoy today on WIGO 1570 AM, The Light. It's a beautiful day, spring day. Say we're going to get some rain today, but it's still a beautiful day here in Atlanta, Georgia, on this last day of February 2011. No leap year this time around. I guess the groundhog or whatever they say didn't see a shadow, but hey, March 1st is around the corner, actually tomorrow, and we're just ready to get this warm weather going after such a cold, chilly winter. I hope everyone enjoyed their weekend. It was an absolutely beautiful one. I don't know about you guys, but I enjoyed it, and I cannot wait for the heat to come. I love summer, my favorite time of the year. So, you know, that's just the Cali girl in me, but I'm definitely awaiting for the heat to come after all this winter storm. If only Atlanta had a beach, could you only imagine what a party it would be? Well, I got news from the radio station WIGO that I've been getting a flood of calls here at WIGO radio station, basically in regards to people contacting me. So for all of you, to let you know, the best way to contact me is to join buildgrowandenjoy.com. Once you are a member, you can go to my profile and my email and email me directly. The membership is free, everyone. I will respond within usually about 24 hours, and I do check the email daily. So that's buildgrowandenjoy.com. And don't forget to become a fan of our Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/buildgrowandenjoy.com. I have great information on there. Also, you know, I have daily finance update, consumer information, great entrepreneur information, and one thing I would like to highlight is definitely the daily information on grants that you can utilize for yourself and for your business. So that is www.facebook.com/buildgrowandenjoy.com, or you can become the member of buildgrowandenjoy.com and just click the like button. Also, as a reminder, I'd like to, you know, also say again that we have launched, like I've been telling you guys for the last few shows, our banner ad program for you and your business. You know, you can promote your business to millions for as little as $50 a month, so that's very inexpensive to get the attention and let your business be known to millions. Hustle to the Boardroom is actually on the move. Continue to submit your business plans, your executive summaries to me, buildgrowandenjoy.com, just like I just explained it to you. Send your you can become a member for free and send an email directly to me. I want to discover and launch your business, but the only way I'm going to know is if you submit it to me. Well, today, everybody, I have a very special guest, a very, very, very special guest, and the timing couldn't be better because, you know, the weather's getting warmer. We had a crazy winter with the cold, so that means that, you know, with it getting warmer, we're going to be cranking up these ACs, which means our electricity bill is going to be a little more expensive, coming right out of our gas bill being expensive because of the cold weather that we're getting out of. So today, everyone, I have John Wallace, who is a home audit energy inspector, that will be sitting here today or discussing with us today, giving us some insight on how you can take some preventive measures to help control your energy costs. Thank you for joining us today, John.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here with you.
It's always nice to have a guest on the show that actually can educate our listeners. You know, that's what we do here at Build, Grow, and Enjoy. We educate. That's the whole key through, you know, radio. But definitely about, you know, the preventive measures on how people can save on something that, you know, is everyday need, and it's very costly. So I really appreciate you being here today.
Yeah, it's it is one of those things that sometimes we don't really think about too much. When we do think about it, sometimes we feel like it's too late. So it's always kind of good to be updated on the latest information on how we can take advantage of it and start saving some money.
Definitely, definitely. Well, everyone, the lines are open, 347-215-8709. If you have questions for John, you can also join us in live chat, buildgrowandenjoy.com. So getting right to it, John, just tell us who you are and what exactly do you do?
Well, my name is John Wallace. I am a residential home energy inspector or auditor. Basically what we do is we receive information, whether it be information about high energy bills, comfort issues related to homes, as well as sometimes commercial scenarios as well. But so we take that information and we discuss it with the customer and try to determine what is actually going on with their home and how we can rectify the situation.
Right. So what exactly is an energy audit? So that, you know, for those that don't know, what exactly is it in detail?
Well, they can vary depending on, of course, who does the audit and let's just say what degree of audit you get. But an energy audit related to the home is basically looking at your home and what we call the building envelope. So looking at every condition space of the home and trying to control that environment inside of that envelope. We also do look at the exterior envelope because that does affect what happens on the inside. But basically what we do is we come to your house. Like I said, we'll have a brief discussion with you on whatever the issues may be with your particular house in that scenario. And then we'll run a slew of tests and visual inspections and take a lot of notes to determine what exactly is happening with your home. What we want to do at that point is, at the end, is basically take all that information, review it, and write up a detailed report for you so that you can understand what's going on with your home and then try to have a progressive action in rectifying whatever the issues may be.
Right. So typically, where are the energy losses in a home?
Well, there are several areas of energy loss. One of the scenarios a lot of people may be familiar with is, it's wintertime, it's cold in the house, and you know you have leaky windows. Well, we've had, it's normal to have a scenario where people think that, oh, I just need to replace my windows and my house will be great. Well, unfortunately, in most cases, that's not necessarily true. Granted, upgraded windows can help with your energy costs and reduce air infiltration, but you can also have other issues in the house that could be factoring into that high energy bill or comfort issue. So normally, general areas of energy concern are your HVAC system, your building envelope as far as air infiltration is concerned. That means air coming in or out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, insulation. So you want to have a tight house, but you also want to make sure it's insulated properly. And those are probably the main areas. I would say insulation, heating and air, the actual building envelope itself as far as air tightness. So airflow in and out of the house.
Okay. So, I mean, you know, a lot of questions that everyone would have because, you know, everyone's in the, you know, build, grow, and enjoy stage of life. And what would be an average cost for an audit just across the board in the industry or someone wanted to get that done?
Sure. Audits can go from free to basically, I'd say, depending on the square footage of the house or the amount of tests that need to be done to a house. So, but I would just say in typical, your free audits in most cases are very minimal. they may or may not give you enough information to really do anything justifiable as far as repairs are concerned, but sometimes they can give you the base information on what's going on with your house. And you know, it all depends on who's doing that free audit for you.
Right.
You know, I'm not knocking the free audit. Sometimes if all it does is establish an awareness for you that, hey, something might be wrong with my house, because a lot of times we tend to think that just because the house is the way it is, that's the way it should be. And that's definitely not necessarily the case. We just become comfortable with the way things are, and we just think that that's normal. I would just say an average energy audit where you're paying for it could range, I'd say roughly maybe $300 to $500-$600, depending on, you know, like I said, the size of the house, what the issues may be, and how many tests have to be done. Realistically, it's still a very reasonable number. And if something is found in that house that makes sense enough, it can really expedite the payback to time once repairs are done.
Right. More on a long-term basis.
Sure.
So let me ask you this, John. Now once, of course, you know, they want to know the cost, but, you know, once it is done and they paid for it, what would you say would be the average saving per year if someone wanted to get an audit done?
Well, it's a tricky question. The reason being, it depends on what findings we find, and then what work has to be done and how much it costs. So if it's an insulation or air sealing scenario, the cost might not be as high as compared to an HVAC situation, which is definitely a higher dollar figure. If you have an older system and you had to replace it, so granted your payback would be a lot longer. I would just say, just typically, you could expect 20%, maybe higher, 40% savings over the long run, depending on, like I said, what the issues may be with the house currently. A lot of the newer
homes.
That's
a pretty good percentage.
Yeah, it really depends on what the problems are. I mean, like, some stuff can be very costly, but the fix is very straightforward and quick. So,
and a
prime example would be like a leaky ductwork in your heating and air system. You know, so you find leaky ductwork, which is blowing heating and air into your attic or basement. So your house is not efficient, and your heating air attic and basement, which is not what you want to do. Simply reconnecting that ductwork, sealing it up properly, you know, you've turned that whole system around, and, you know, you'll be saving money immediately, day one.
Wow. That's a pretty good percentage, Well, we're going to continue this conversation. I'm going to take a quick break, and then we'll return. The lines are open, everyone, 347-215-8709. John and myself are also in the live chat at buildgrowandenjoy.com. Come join us, ask the questions, you know, learn how to save some money. You guys asked for it, you got it. He's here to let you guys know how you can save on those energy bills, especially with, you know, summertime coming up and us leaving out of the winter. So I will be right back in a second.
Hi, I'm Kalithia, Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
Well, we are back, and today I have John Wallace, Home Energy Auditor, BPI certified, which is Building Performance Institution, Home Performance, since 2005. You can contact him. His site is under construction right now, but he will be up and running. It's lowerhomeenergybills.com. Now, John, let me ask you this. They said that when you get a home, just from me doing some research and a question that I have, they said when you do get your home energy audit completed, it can also save on your hot water. How does that work?
Oh, sure. Part of our general energy audit is to look at the hot water heating system, and there are some other things that we do as well. But we look at your hot water system, look at the age of it, where it's located in the house, whether it be garage, crawl space, or attic, and basically just determine whether there are some ways to improve its performance and efficiency. Simply being to start, look at the water temperature. A lot of people don't pay attention to the water temperature setting of their water heater. Which is normal. I mean, you know, it's not something we think about every day. We just want it to be hot when it's hot. But the reality is you should look at it, and it should be set somewhere around 115, 120 degrees. In addition to that, if your water heater is in a crawl space or basement or possibly an attic, you may want to consider putting insulation on the water heater and insulating the water lines as well. All those things will combine in saving energy.
Right, right. And that leads to my next question. As the homeowner, what can they do for themselves to, you know, help with the energy?
Sure. There are some things you can do for yourselves, and this is what I'm going to try to accomplish on our website, is to give you those tips that, you know, you can just start right today and, you know, start taking the lead and trying to figure out what you can do for yourself. Some things that are just quick and easy, looking at your insulation in your attic, making sure it's at proper levels. Today, I'd say if you're anywhere from an R30 to an R38 value, you're in a good zone for this southeast region. You can do air sealing, which basically is using like a spray foam, can of foam. If you have a lighting penetrations or penetrations through a roof or ceiling that go to your attic. So let's say you're in your bedroom and you look up and you see a light fixture, but you see a gap around that light fixture. Well, you can actually air seal that with foam and seal it up properly so you don't get attic air coming down into your living space.
Right.
And you could do the same thing in a crawl space or basement as well. Also,
right.
What else? You could, like I said, you got your water heater scenario. Looking at windows and doors. A lot of times we have leaky windows and doors. Sometimes you can do something as simple as putting weather stripping on a door or window or something at the bottom of a door or window to block airflow. That could be a rolled-up towel, blanket, something of that nature that will stop air from coming under that window or door.
Right. Great information. Now, how often should an audit be completed for a homeowner?
Well, I would just say nowadays, actually, the trend is changing a little bit. People are actually looking at audits prior to buying a home. I've done a couple audits where we were asked to do the audit just prior to them completing the agreement, and it really played a factor into the bargaining and bidding on the home as far as if there was repair to be made or even on the flip side as a selling point of a home, if a home is in good condition, that's also, a viable means for an audit. Just generally, I would just say if you're in a house, you only really need to do it once. Unless something should change drastically, you do construction on a house or something of that line. But one time should do it. You'll know the status of the house, and you can go ahead and make your repairs.
Right. Now, and that leads to the next question, repairs. Repairs after the audit. Who should do the repairs after the work of after an audit, the repair work?
There's a couple options to start. I would recommend usually having someone that's been through building performance training to do the repairs. That way you're ensuring the repairs are done properly and in accordance to what we actually found when we do our inspection. A lot of times there is a test-out procedure or process after a repair work is done to make sure that it meets the standards. So you want to reduce your air leakage, amount of air coming in and out of the house. You want to reduce it to a certain percentage, and we'll come back in and verify that. Or the person doing the repair work can actually verify that if they've been through the training and have the equipment. Another option is one of the services that we'll provide. I do work in conjunction with a company called Green Summit Consulting. One of the services we provide after an audit is to actually supervise the repair work so that you don't have to worry about it. We make sure it's done properly, and we test out afterwards. So you do have a couple options, and if it's something small or something that doesn't necessarily require testing, granted, you could do it yourself if it's insulation or air sealing, minor air sealing, things of that nature. They don't necessarily require testing.
Right. Now, is an audit just a self-expense for the homeowner, or is there any expenses that can be paid by their homeowner's insurance or any type of insurance out there?
Generally, it is a self-expense. However, there are rebates. Granted, the government had rebates just as of last year on doing a lot of repair work, energy-related repair work to homes. They may continue that. Currently in our Atlanta area, Georgia Power does offer rebates, basically up to $200 on a rebate. So if you have a $400 rebate audit, you can get $200 back.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's really good. in addition to that, there are also rebates available for once the repair work is done. So you top off insulation in your home, you could get X amount of dollars back for doing that. You could, if you have to upgrade an HVAC system to your house, which is a big expense, there's also rebates associated with that. So just check with your local power company and, see what rebates might be available to you.
Wow. So they just go to their local power company, and then the power company, they just ask, what are the rebates they have for the energy audit, basically?
Yes, that's where I would start. Granted, some power companies may not offer an energy audit or any kind of rebate, but you just have to check and see, what your company does offer. You might be surprised, actually.
Right. Now, that's something new that I actually just learned. That's funny. So I'm going to have to do that. Definitely. Let all the consumer know how they can contact you directly, John, if they want your services. Of course, I'm going to have all your contact information, as everyone knows, in our featured guest group, so they can contact you directly on buildgrowandenjoy.com. And also, you're a member also. So as you guys know, whenever you're a member, free membership, you can email John directly. But let everyone know how they can contact you directly.
Sure. I'm going to start with the website, which is lowerhomeenergybills.com. That should be up, I'd say, later today. And you can also email at lowerhomeenergybills@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And we'll start with that. Granted, if you really need to contact me, I'll gladly give you my personal number, and you can talk to me directly, and I'll see how I can help you out. That number is 678-358-3402.
Perfect. Okay, well, is there anything else you would like to add or let the consumers know if there's anything that I missed that you would like to say to everyone?
Well, I do want to say this. Green Summit Consulting, we are offering basically a $25 discount to WIGO listeners. So if you do email me or you want to schedule an audit, Be sure to mention WIGO, and we'll make sure you get a discount and you're taken care of. But my main, I would also like to say that, you know, something like an energy audit is just like changing your light bulbs. You know, you want to upgrade nowadays to compact fluorescent light bulbs, and you don't want to wait, because as soon as you change them, you start saving right away.
Right.
You know, and it's really worth doing an energy audit just to understand what's going on with your house. It's like going to the doctor. You know, you go to the doctor, he tells you what's wrong. So,
right.
You know, you'll be more informed and better prepared to plan and take care of your home situation.
Great. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. There you have it, everyone. $25 off. Thank you, John, for mentioning WIGO for your home energy audit. I would, you know, recommend that everyone do that, especially after, you know, the winter storms, and now we have the summer coming. I'm not sure, but it said that we're expected to have a hot summer like we have for the cold winter. So I think it would be an advantage to you all to definitely take advantage of John's services to save yourself some money. And it's always a pleasure. Thank you, John, for coming in and just sharing your knowledge once again. You know, everyone is out here trying to save money, trying to build, grow, and enjoy. You know, it's a very pricey household need. But people like you can definitely get us there. And I thank you for joining us today and taking time out to talk to us.
It's a pleasure, Cleethia. I do appreciate it. And we'll look forward to hearing from everybody.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you. Well, everyone, tune in on Wednesday here on BuildGrownEnjoy.com, WIGO 1570 AM, The Light. Everyone is here. Life coach, you know, back in, I think it was like January or December, we had an issue with Tony Gaskin scheduling to get on the show. We had a scheduling conflict, but it has been confirmed he will be here on Wednesday to talk to you all. You guys know who he is. Life coach, he's going to tell you guys, you know, some life stories, some encouraging ways to get you to the next level. He's been on Oprah, Tyra, 700 Club, the list is endless. So you guys, just listen in, tune in on Wednesday here on WIGO 1570 AM, The Life, BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com. Join the movement. Contact John. Save some money on your energy bill. We love you guys. Have a great day, and enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.